I love to watch The Godfather. I don't know why. It's one of those movies I could watch it over and over. In fact, I have. And I don't really know why this is. I'm not a big movie person, really. I do have a few that I always recommend to people. But it's a really strange list, and it's not a very long one compared to the music. I have probably 3 terabytes in my server, and only a small percentage of that is devoted to movies, believe it or not. You would think that because they take up so much more space, but it's the music that's got it. There are a couple of things that I think everybody in the world should watch. This is kind of inspired by Shazza59's talking about movies and plots and how the movies end differently and how disappointing it is that when they decide to take the liberty with the plot. I couldn't agree more. That just drives me crazy when they really do a kind of a, I don't know, maybe it's just my letdown. I like to read the books first, I think, because it helps me follow the movie a little better. But frequently it's kind of a disappointment when I see that they do that. My exception, Shazza was talking about Stephen King movies, and I had to laugh because I think Jack Nicholson in The Shining probably did the best portrayal of a character from a book that I've ever seen. He just did such a good job. I just was always really impressed by the characterization. You know, that's another thing to me, how well can they pull it off? Because by the time I've read the book, I have a character in my head, right? And I see that character, and I can hear that character, and, you know, so it doesn't matter how I read the book, I have this image, and then it's, here comes the actor, and they have to be close to my image, or it just doesn't work. So I get it. But then there are those other movies that I can watch again and again and again and again. And there's another movie, it's a kind of a low-budget movie, but it's called El Norte, and it's out there on Amazon, and everybody should watch that movie, and I'm not going to say any more about it. It's 2 hours of subtitles, so you have to settle down and get ready to read, because most of it's in Spanish, but it's a movie that everybody in the world should see, and that's all. If you see it, you'll know why I say that, and everybody, I make everybody watch that movie. It's an old kind of a low-budget movie, but it's wonderful, and tells a great story that more people should have been aware of. Anyway, what else? I'm trying to think of something that had an ending that was favorable, that was different from the book, and right off the top of my head, I can't think of anything. I know there are definitely examples, but I'm trying to think of one and I can't do it. So it's just it's really interesting how different people, you know, like different types of movies. I think I have a family that's just movie crazy, and when I was young, I got a lot of good description from my dad. He was just excellent. I don't know, his ability to narrate between the dialogue and, you know, to follow a movie with him was just very easy. But now I think in this digital era that we're in, it's wonderful to be able to just watch a movie for, you know, a second time, even if I have to do it by myself. Sometimes it does a whole lot of clarifying just to be able to see it again. So when you talk about doing that with the DVDs, I get it. Anyway, just reflecting on the movies that I never watch. Hardly ever.